Hey, this is Sundar, band leader and saxophonist from Toronto-based band Avatar, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. We are a Canadian show recorded and produced in Toronto, Canada, and we play new and soon-to-be-released jazz music. You see, Canada has some incredible jazz being released every single week, so much so that about 5 months ago, co-producer Ernesto Cervini and I were like, okay, yeah, we need to do this. So here we are, and we have some amazing jazz lined up for you today, so stay tuned. Before we get into the music, I want to invite you to join in on the conversation. If you like the show, if you have requests or ideas for spotlight episodes, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. If you want to see the full playlist of all the songs played for every single episode, you can visit our website at orangegrovepublicity.com. And lastly, if you like the show and want to hear more of it, you can actually listen to all of our previous episodes by searching up Orange Grove Radio on Mixcloud and Spotify. Okay, well, that's everything, so let's get into this week's episode. Starting off today's show is a brand new track by Jazz Lab Orchestra. This Montreal-based band has been a Canadian jazz institution since 2004. For over 15 years, the multi-generational ensemble of Montreal's finest improvisers has explored a wide variety of musical styles and approaches. Always original, every project they've undertaken has been inspired and audacious. Lobus Labus Musicus is the name of this brand new album, and it features 9 new pieces by bassist and composer August Leprez, all of which reflect the spirit of modern jazz today. It's an exciting and dynamic record executed masterfully by the band. This album features Mario Allard on soprano and alto sax and clarinet, Benjamin Deschamps on soprano, tenor sax and flute, Samuel Blay on soprano sax and bass clarinet, Jacques Cuba Séguin on trumpet, Thomas Morelli Bernard on trombone, Félix Stuzy on piano, Alain Bédard on double bass, and Michel Lambert on drums. This is Humeur de la Segunda Noche by Jazz Lab Orchestra from their album Lobus Labus Musicus. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Bye.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and that was Il Moro della Seconda Noche by the Jazz Lab Orchestra. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is the show where we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Coming up next is a brand new track by the Heavyweights Brass Band. They're a Toronto-based brass band who are known to throw an incredible party. I saw some footage on Facebook and Instagram of their very recent album launch party. It was at the Jerome Taberna, which is this really cool venue on Queen Street West here in Toronto. And let me tell you, it looked like a rager. Like an absolute crazy time. Everyone was having so much fun and dancing. And I definitely recommend that you check out the Heavyweights Brass Band if you're in town and you're looking to have a really good time. Their album Stir Crazy was just released. It's their fourth full-length album, and it features high-intensity New Orleans-style brass playing. We're going to be listening to the 10th track from the album, Black Hole Sun. And this album features some incredible musicians. We have John Pittman on trumpet, Paul Metcalf on saxophones, RJ Sachithananthan on trombone, Tom Richards on tuba, Lowell Whitty on drums and percussion, and it features special guest Joel Vizentine on organ and Aline Morales on triangle. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun by the Heavyweights Brass Band.
Thank you.
That was Black Hole Sun by the Heavyweights Brass Band. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Up next, we have a brand new track by the Wild Blue Herons, which is a duo project that features Darlene Cooper on vocals and Bill Sample on piano and keyboards. This is a beautiful duo album. I really recommend that you buy this one and that you listen to it from start to finish, especially if you have a romantic dinner planned or something, you know, where you're staying in. Or maybe you want to go on a nice walk and just feel the presence of two beautiful musicians making music together. And fun fact, they're not just two peers, but actually husband and wife. This Vancouver-based duo have a deep musical history. Bill has been an in-demand sideman for almost 50 years. He actually worked as the musical director and keyboardist for the legendary David Foster. And Darlene has built a reputation not just as the go-to jazz singer, but as an educator, choral conductor, and session musician as well. This is I Wish I'd Met You by Wild Blue Herons, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
I'd met you when we were 17. Think of how we wasted all those years in between. But would we have been wise enough to know how to make a go of it, knowing what we know of it? Love a grown-up game, but all the same, I wish I'd met you when we were very young. Before our song was sung, but how could life mean anything if time had stolen love away? I'm glad I never met you. Thank you. I wish I'd met you.
Hey, this is Bill Sample from the Vancouver-based Wild Blue Herons, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. This is the show where we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Variation, recomposition, different viewpoints, respecting original ideas while looking for my own material, and also finding other angles and layers of meaning in my own work. These are all central themes in the creation of this project. This is a quote from Montreal-based multi-readist and composer Philippe Côté of his new paired album release, The Bell Tolls Variations in Fleur Revisited. Playing soprano saxophones and bass clarinet, Côté joins forces with acclaimed pianist Mark Copeland on both these evocative multi-movement suites, navigating Côté's involved orchestrations and undertaking bold improvised flights in synergy with the members of the Quatuor Saguenay String Quartet, which is a beautiful quartet based out of Quebec, which features Laura Andriani on violin, Nathalie Camus also on violin. We have Luc Beauchemin on viola and David Ellis on cello. We're going to be listening to the track Alchemy 2, which comes from Bell Tolls Variation. It's the sixth track on this album. And of course, this one features Philippe Côté and Mark Copeland as well. So this is Alchemy 2, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Avatar is an award-winning world jazz group featuring a cohort of some of Toronto's finest jazz, world, funk, and pop musicians. The music is inspired by the deep musical traditions of India, Africa, and Brazil, and is rooted within the framework of modern jazz. In an innovative marriage of ancient and modern, driving grooves intersect with cinematic atmospheres and soaring melodies, creating a fresh sonic experience. The music in Worldview represents a logical artistic evolution for its leader, Sundar Viswanathan. The album is a musical commentary on the state of our world, on the pandemic, and on the inability of our leaders to lead with integrity, honesty, and compassion. I'm really lucky because I've actually been working a little bit with Sundar, and I've had the chance to personally have conversations about this album, this new Avatar album. And Worldview comes from a really deeply personal place, and it has a lot to do with advocating for children's rights and for the children's right to have safe spaces and to be able to, you know, experience life as children like they should. So I had the great honor of interviewing Sundar for this episode. But first, let's listen to one of the tracks from the album, and then you will hear our interview. So coming up next is going to be Chrysalis Emergence, which is the third track from this album. And Avatar features Felicity Williams on vocals, Michael Acapinti on electric guitar, Justin Gray on electric bass, Ravi Nampally on tabla, Max Sennett on drums and percussion, Aaron Lightstone on the oud, Todd Pentney on piano, synth, and Rhodes, and of course Sundar Viswanathan on alto and soprano saxophones. This is Avatar, A-V-A-T-A-A-R. As I mentioned earlier, I had the absolute pleasure of chatting with Sundar for this episode today, and he wanted us to let you know that you can check out the new album on Bandcamp, Avatar, avataar.bandcamp.com. Check out Worldview there. Here's my interview with Sundar. We have bandleader, composer, and musician extraordinaire Sundar Viswanathan with us today. How's it going, Sundar?
I'm great. Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm very well. Congratulations on the release of Avatar's new album, Worldview. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
It feels good. It feels like we've been waiting a long time for this. There's a lot of delays over the pandemic and a lot of different things happening compositionally that I was sort of were developing over the past couple of years. And it feels good, a little bittersweet, but it's nice to be moving forward with it.
I've listened to a few interviews that you've done about the album, and I know that this music comes from a very caring, thoughtful, and personal place. Can you tell us about what inspired this music?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that were going on, obviously, with the pandemic for everybody. And also, there was a lot of. I mean, the world is a smaller place, you know, with social media now, everything that's happening around the world is pretty well visible. And we can see just how our leaders are running this world, which is not always very good. And I was looking at a lot of that and what was happening with politics in the States and thinking about how different parts of the world were looking at us in North America and what their view was on us and how they were seeing how we were making the choices that we were made, our leaders were making and that were not great choices a lot of the time, unfortunately. And another part of it was just how all these choices affected our most important citizens, the children. And to me, seeing what was happening in certain incidents that happened around the world, around the world, North America, and different parts of the world, with regard to how they impact children, that was really sort of affecting me. I have a couple of kids, and that made me think about these things more deeply. And the time that we were given in pandemic to think about these things, and then I just felt inspired to write some music that reflected my feelings around all this.
I know that you have a song, and it's the next one that we're going to be listening to, actually, and it's called A Safe Space for Children for All. And you kind of touched on the theme right now, but I'm wondering if you could tell us more about this song and the title.
Sure. So, there's a couple of reasons for having safe space as well. We all know what that feels like to need to have a safe space over the pandemic and during isolation. We all had our little cocoons that we were receded into, and this is kind of our vantage point in which to look out into the world and the world potentially look in on us. But coming out of these spaces, especially after the pandemic ended, it felt awkward, it felt uncomfortable, there was a lot of anxiety. So that was kind of the safe spaces that we created for ourselves during the pandemic. And then, of course, there's the safe spaces that children need to have as they're growing up, just so they can be children. I feel like there's a lot of situations that children are put in where they can't really be themselves. Well, the thing is, they manage to be themselves no matter where they are. I'm thinking about places like, say, refugee camps or broken households, where sometimes kids are just able to be themselves and still smile. And this really amazes me. But I don't think any child should have be in a space where they feel anxiety or fear. And so that was my feeling around the safe space, a space that children can be children and be authentic, and then a space where all of us can feel safe and happy and free to be ourselves.
Coming back to the music here for a final question, I'm really curious to hear about your inspiration musically, because there's so many beautiful textures and different genres happening. We have like the tabla, we have electric instruments, we have vocals and synths and the oud. And I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've checked out a lot of music over the time I've been a musician. I've studied, you know, obviously jazz is my rooting, but I've studied, you know, world music from Indian classical music to Brazilian music to Turkish music. I just feel like music, it's not like you choose the kind of music that you write. It's whatever is inside you. If you're able to find that, then it really becomes a sort of a mixture or a sort of a hybrid of everything you've listened to before, and it all sort of comes out. So, yeah, there's a lot of influences. I I love my jazz, and I love my Jobim, and I love my Indian classical music, Ravi Shankar, etc., etc. And there's all kinds of music I've been listening to, and actually more lately I've been listening to a little bit more of urban music, more hip hop, more neo soul, and stuff like that. That's I feel like it's creeping into my writing, partially because I feel like it feels really fresh to me, for me, and I feel really influenced by the different grooves that have come out in contemporary black music. It's hard to categorize the music. I mean, I know it's jazz music, but it's also got a lot of other things in it. So sometimes it's, you know, for people who or you know, record companies, if they exist anymore, and presenters, sometimes they find it hard to categorize this music. So that sometimes is tricky. But you know what? At the end of the day, music is music, and if it's inside you, and you need to bring it out and be true to yourself. I'm Sundar Viswanathan, and this is A Safe Space for Children for All by my band Avatar, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Oh,
Hey, this is John Pittman, trumpet player with the Heavyweights Brass Band, and you're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and that was At Alebnissa by Noam Lemish. It's actually the title of his brand new album, which is a solo piano album, and it's all improvised music, and these improvisations blur the lines between jazz, Western art music, Eastern European Jewish music, and Israeli popular song. So definitely check out that album. That's At Alebnissa by Noam Lemish. Well, everybody, we've reached the end of the show, but don't leave just yet because we have one more track to play for you, and it is definitely worth sticking around for. A couple of things to let you know about. We have a very special six-month episode coming up very soon in the upcoming weeks, so you might want to follow us on social media so you can keep an eye on that one. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. You can also follow us on Twitter, and you can tweet us, ask us a question, put in your requests. We also do really cool spotlight episodes, so if you have an idea for a theme for that, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. If you like the show and you want to listen to old or previous episodes, you can do so by looking up Orange Grove Radio on Spotify or Mixcloud. You can also find the list of all of the songs that we play on each episode, including the titles and the artist names, by visiting our website at www.orangegrovepublicity.com. Closing today's show is a track by Kirk McDonald from his album Symmetry. This features some serious heavyweights. We have Tom Harrell on trumpet and flugelhorn, Brian Dickinson on piano, Neil Swainson on bass, Dennis Mackrell on drums, and of course, Kirk McDonald on tenor saxophone. When talking about the album, Kirk said that the title was no coincidence. He says that the compositions were born out of conceptions of symmetry as it relates to musical form, melody, harmony, and rhythm. This is Labyrinth by Kirk McDonald. I'm Jenna Marie, and you've been listening to Orange Grove Radio. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.